שלום, אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים בנושא חיבור.
Hello, we are reading selected excerpts on the topic of connecting the world in the last generation, reading from number 16.
נתחיל. קטע מספר 16.
Number 16. Baal Salam writes in the introduction to the book of Zohar, do not be surprised that one person's actions bring elevation or decline to the whole world. For it is an unbreakable law that the general and the particular are equal, as two peas in a pod. Hence, all that applies to the general applies also to the particular. Moreover, the parts make what is found in the whole. For the general can appear only after the appearance of the parts in it, and according to the quantity and quality of the parts. Evidently, the value of an act of an individual elevates or declines the entire collective.
Questions.
שוב, קטע
16. Again, 16. Do not be surprised that one person's actions bring elevation or decline to the whole world. For it is an unbreakable law that the general and the particular are equal as two peas in a pod. Hence, all that applies to the general applies also to the particular. Moreover, the parts make what is found in the whole, for the general can appear only after the appearance of the parts in it, and according to the quantity and quality of the parts. Evidently, the value of an act of an individual elevates or declines the entire collective.
את הכלל כולו.
נו, פיטי 19.
או, פיטי 19.
כן, אז הוא אומר פה, כי לא יתגלה הכלל, אלא לאחר גילוי הפרטים שבו...
He says, the collective will not be revealed only after the revelation of all the details according to the quantity and quality of the parts. Meaning everything depends on the smallest detail, from the smallest to the largest.
It all depends on the extent each one reaches correction, and that correction is connected. And then we reach the final correction.
So he writes that the value of an act of an individual elevates or declines the collective. Meaning,
yes.
I want to talk to you about the ten. If there's someone in the ten who's making some trouble, what does it mean? He doesn't wake up in the morning, he doesn't show up to the lesson, doesn't participate. Does that cause harm to the entire ten?
Yes, of course it does, but it depends on the height of the ten. Beginning ten, it doesn't matter, but later on it becomes more and more important as much as the ten grows.
So if there are those who continue to miss lessons, you know that they don't make trouble, just live like that, what should we do in such a ten?
If they're not there, they're making the least disturbance possible.
So what, leave them in the ten?
Let them know that eventually we'll remove them and we'll add different friends instead.
Cut them off like that?
Yeah, what can you do if they don't want to join?
No, they're joining. I'm not talking about my ten. I'm talking about other tens. I don't want to focus on other tens. I'm saying in general, generally speaking, a friend is not coming to the ten. He's not participating in the ten. Or he turns off the camera.
If he doesn't come and doesn't participate, he's not in the ten. His spot is vacant.
Just like that? Is he telling him, leave the ten?
I told you.
It's a problem to throw a friend out of the ten.
It's not considered throwing him out. He's already left.
But he comes to morning lessons. Not every day. So he comes once a week. One time yes, one time no. One time we see him, one time we don't see him.
There's no such thing. If he enters a ten, it means that he signs and he comes daily to the lesson.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Okay.
That's how it was with the Rabash.
Baltiavan.
А это говорится адресовано каббалистам? Вот это? Или это касается всех людей?
Is this message designated to Kabbalists or to all people?
Latin 12.
No, this is only regarding Kabbalists, that alone. Latin 12.
Si las intenciones correctas nos permiten tomar acciones para sobreponernos, ¿cómo nosotros logramos en conjunto obtener?
If the intention allows us to overcome, how can we attain collectively the correct intention for the Creator?
During the lesson. That is the main thing, that if you connect together in one man and you listen to the lesson from the Creator through the friends, and that is all connects you together to one Kli.
Dudy?
Excerpt
17. Every person should say, the whole world was created only for me. It follows that if the whole world has been created for me, I have to look and delve into the correction of the world at all times and satisfy the needs of the world and pray for them.
Yes.
Shuv.
Again.
צריך כל אדם לומר, כל העולם.
Every person should say, the whole world was created only for me. It follows that if the whole world has been created for me, I have to look and delve into the correction of the world at all times and satisfy the needs of the world and pray for them.
Ken.
Yes.
Tov. Nikolaev, Sochi.
Rav, спасибо. А вот здесь сказано, что каждый человек, но имеется в виду, опять же, каббалисты, да?
Says here that every person, I guess they mean Kabbalists, should aim himself daily that the whole world was created for me.
Постоянно способен.
Such a big responsibility when your house is on fire. Can a person even contain it? How do we come to it?
The
Creator gives the opportunity, the desire, he gives the chance to hold on to such something like that. Everything comes from above. We can't receive from anywhere else. As we were created, developed, that is how we will receive everything onwards from the Creator. Only the desire to receive, that's what we need to extract from our relationships.
В статье, когда есть, что горит дом, и я должен прийти на урок, вот такая, такой...
There's this description in one of the articles that the house is on fire and I have to come to lesson. The level of responsibility in the relationship between us.
Gradually, it'll grow one day. Now I'm not even thinking about it. I can't compare these two things.
Shalom, Rav. Is this excerpt talking about advanced Kabbalists? Because I don't feel at all that I am in a stage of caring about the world. I can only think about my ten right now.
That's
enough. If you'll think only of your ten, I guarantee complete correction.
Beseder.
Okay. Go on, Dudy.
Excerpt 18. They say that the first and only mitzvah that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain lishma is to resolve not to work for oneself, apart from the necessary works, merely to provide for one's sustenance. And in the rest of the time, he will work for the public to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit.
Again.
I say that the first and only mitzvah that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain lishma is to resolve not to work for oneself apart from the necessary works, merely to provide for one's sustenance. And in the rest of the time, he will work for the public to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit.
Что работать не более чем для необходимого для существования. А вы в то же время говорите
о interesting that you should work not more than the measure of necessity. But you say that in the past there were Kabbalists who were very rich and it didn't interfere with their work. So how one determines that measure?
Это было 3000 лет назад.
There were different times, different demands. It was 3000 years ago.
Ну, а как? Вот человек должен себя как-то сдерживать, чтобы не делать больше, чем...
So we can't really talk about it.
Should a person hold himself back from doing more than the level of necessity?
Для нас это не для нас. Мы должны жить так, чтобы у нас оставалось максимум времени на то, чтобы заниматься своим духовным развитием.
А что значит спасать угнетенных? Здесь Бальсалам пишет и
тут. What does it mean to help the save the oppressed that he was writing about here?
Угнетены своим состоянием материал.
There are such people who are depressed by their spirit, by their corporeal material state, their financial state or health, and you need to help them. Women Mac.
Спасибо, дорогой Раф. Вопрос по предыдущему отрывку, где написано, что я должен.
Question is about the previous excerpt where it says that I have to fulfill the need and desire of the world. How can I scrutinize it and do it?
It's not for now. It's not for us now. We are talking about our state, and later we'll continue and talk about different degrees of connection. Dudi, where are you?
Excerpt number 19.
Well, go ahead, read.
The measure of egoism inherent in every creature is a necessary condition in the actual existence of the creature. Without it, it would not be a separate and distinct being in itself. Yet this should not at all deny the measure of altruism in a person. The only thing required is to set distinct boundaries between them. The law of egoism must be kept in all its might to the extent that it concerns the minimum existence. And with any surplus of that measure, permission is granted to waive it for the well-being of one's fellow person.
Again.
Again, 19. The measure of egoism inherent in every creature is a necessary condition in the actual existence of the creature. Without it, it would not be a separate and distinct being in itself. Yet, this should not at all deny the measure of altruism in a person. The only thing required is to set distinct boundaries between them. The law of egoism must be kept in all its might, to the extent that it concerns the minimum existence. And with any surplus of that measure, permission is granted to waive it for the well-being of one's fellow person.
Meaning we must. We need the egoism, but only to the extent it enables us to exist. And our existence will already be for the benefit of the others. That's why egoism is required for a person's necessity to care for the others. Okay? All right. I think we're done. We'll continue tomorrow.
Okay,
so we have a few orders, a few announcements, sorry. Dear friends, the registration is open for the Passover meals taking place between April 3 and
13.
Friends from the Israeli Kli who are coming physically to the center are invited to sign up in the link that was sent to you. And please note, this coming Friday, March 24th, we're springing forward 1 hour. From 2 to 3 at 2 a.m. The clock will move to 3 a.m. and we'll have a lesson at noon today and a song.
היחס שלי אני המכריע, במקום לקבל רוצה להשפיע, תיקון אמיתי יגיע אלינו, בתנאי שאני אחיה עבורנו. אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים, בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים, לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים, לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בקוס מים. אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים, בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים, לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים, לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בקוס מים. היחס שלך הוא טוב ומטיב, ורק בזכותך נוכל להשיג, תבונת הבינה אלינו תשיב, נרצה השפעה כמוך נגיד. אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים, בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים, לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים, לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה וכוס מים. אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים, בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים, לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים, לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה וכוס מים.